All right, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Commissioners Court meeting of Monday, September 19th, 2011. We're going to begin this meeting with an invocation that'll be led by Commissioner Brent Weaver, followed by an invocation led by Commissioner Michael Shane Senegal.
Please pray with me. Father, guide your people, kindness, govern us, love. Give us the spirit of wisdom for those who have been called to lead our nation, state, county, and city. Be with all our employees, family, guests, in your name, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Please join.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All righty, we'll begin our agenda with items today under purchasing. Item A, and the only item, is to approve specification for invitation for bid for a term contract for snack and drink vending for the Jefferson County Courthouse, or for Jefferson County. Do we have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any discussion on that item? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Ayes have it unanimously. Moving on the agenda under County Commissioners, item A, thanks to the rain this weekend, we're able to table on the issue of the burn ban. And I'd like to take some items out of order. First, item C is to conduct a public hearing to consider the establishment of the Practice Air Inc. reinvestment zone and amending the PrimCor reinvestment zone to allow the establishment of the Practice Air Inc. reinvestment zone. And so right at this point in time, we'll recess out of the Commissioners Court hearing into a public hearing on this matter that we're required to hold a hearing on. And I'll give you, does anybody wish to speak to this issue of amendment of the reinvestment zone? And I'll tell you very briefly what this issue is about. Anytime the Commissioner's Court gives consideration to tax abatement to any entity, it's required that that entity be located within what's called a reinvestment zone. We have always created the some counties, they have created reinvestment zones where they say the reinvestment zone is everything south of Interstate 10 or everything east and west of Highway 84. The problem with doing that is under Chapter 311, 312 of the Texas Tax Code, when you extend tax abatement privileges to one group, anybody else located in that reinvestment zone is entitled to the same treatment. This court has always been careful to make sure that whenever we extend tax abatement that it's done based on the amount of the investment in the local economy, the number of jobs that are created, and so forth. So we have discriminated between each entity in the creation of the reinvestment zone. What we have here is an entity that wants to come into an existing reinvestment zone that is located on PrimCor Valero property in Port Arthur. And so we are having to take that, because it's a smaller entity, take that portion of the reinvestment zone out and recreate it as the Praxair reinvestment zone. So is there anyone that wishes to speak to that matter? If not, we will close this public hearing on the Praxair reinvestment zone and amendment of the PrimCor reinvestment zone. Okay. Moving on to Item H under the Commissioner's Court, will now call to order a public hearing and conduct a public hearing on the proposed 2011-2012 Jefferson County budget. I know we have at least one speaker that wishes to speak to that issue. So anyone who wishes to speak to the budget, which will be considered for adoption under Item I and J, please come to the podium.
That's you, Ms. Kitt.
Thank you, Ms. Gidry.
Thank you. I'm Carolyn Gidry, Jefferson County Clerk, and I prepared a little speech because if I speak passionately, I may go beyond my 3 minutes. County expenditures for fiscal year 2010-2011 were approved at $107,016,860. county expenditures for this fiscal year proposed 2011-2012 are $109 million. The county clerk's approved budget for the fiscal year 2010-2011 was $2,430,699. The county clerk's proposed budget for this upcoming fiscal year 2011-2012 is $2,507,949. The difference of $77,250. The new contractual service agreement for the voting system is $80,656. To insinuate in the budget, and I quote from page 11 of the proposed budget, general government increase is mainly due to retirees' health insurance and contractual service agreements in the county clerk's office is absurd. I don't know about the retirees' health insurance, but I sure do know about the county clerk's budget. No mention is made of crew cabs, side mowers, dump trucks at the cost of $146,096, which is on page 66 of the proposed budget. My position is that the county clerk's office is efficient and being fiscally responsible with taxpayers' dollars by generating revenue in excess of $3 million each year. I have not been granted any new employees, even though my workload for the county courts of the law has increased. I have stated repeatedly to Commissioner's Court the disparity in Jefferson County employees' wages should be looked at and corrected. We all have great employees representing Jefferson County. I ask the court only to be fair when pointing the finger on what is really going on with the county budget. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Ms. Guidry. I think that you are right in a lot of what you said. We're thankful as a court to the sheriffs and correction officers, deputy sheriffs and corrections officers for last year putting off a planned cost of living increase under their collective bargaining agreement that was made 5 years ago. The $1.9 million increase in the county's budget this year results from a little over $1 million of that is due to it coming time to pay the piper on those cost of living increases that we're contractually obligated to. Because we are in a economic downturn and there are some people who are having more difficulties these days, we've seen a much more significant call on our indigent health care services. That's resulted in a $218,000+ increase in our budget. There has been an increase in general service accounts of $153,000. Retirement, employee retirement insurance, income costs and medical costs up $145,000. Jail medical costs contractually are up $100,000. And you know, there was an increase in your budget for clerk contractual services. No one suggests, or at least I don't suggest certainly, that that is due to any spendthrift on your part. And then there are some capital requests that were necessary that we continue, like the prevention of the water inundation of the courthouse and so forth. So no one, I don't think, on the court is suggesting that your employees do not work hard or that that language on page 11 of the budget is meant to finger point towards you. Well, I think everyone on the court reading that at least knows that you have some duties that are election duties that require equipment to perform your job duties. Thank you. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak to the budget?
Yes, Judge, I want to say that, Ms. Guidry, from this seat, I want to say that even last week in my remarks, I said that I want to thank all department heads as well as all departments, including yours. You opened up another day in Port Arthur, which gave us a lot of relief. I appreciate everything you and your department as well as your staff do towards elections, which I know can be a headache. I've been through elections in Port Arthur where, you know, it got real hostile. So if that remark offended you and your department, I want to make sure that you know that I don't feel that way. Thank you.
Judge, I got a comment in regards to that. This is my first budget cycle to go through as commissioner, but it's real simple for me. It's leadership by example. And if I'm going to ask somebody to cut, then I'm going to be the first one to cut my budget. And I think that's what we tried to do within my precinct. And, you know, during tough economic times, budget comes under more scrutiny. That's natural. So we just got to be mindful of that. But as a commissioner that, you know, sits up here, I want to make sure that I'm not asking somebody to do that I'm not willing to do. So I appreciate everybody's help. There's a lot of elected officials. There's a lot of department heads that cut and made some hard decisions. And we could not have done it without everybody working together to come up with this number. So thank you.
Judge, I want to say one comment, and that is when you look at across the board, 1.85 increase in the budget, and the majority of that going to our obligation to those contracts, which is what you said, we did what almost impossible. We cut as much as $9 million off the budget that was requested. There may have been some other places that we could have looked harder, but times are tough and we probably have to later. I will have to agree with Commissioner Weaver. When you look at our budgets up here, everyone up here cut their budget. Every single one of us, I hope. If we didn't, we made a dish effort to make sure that we brought it in line. So with that, Ms. Guidry, I applaud you for, one, trying to do a difficult job. Your employees also, because that's what's most important. Sometimes it's not easy to do that job. But when you sit up where we sit, we have to make decisions on the taxpayers' pocketbook. And sometimes people are not going to like the decisions we make.
Any other member of the public wishes to address the budget during this conduct of this public hearing? If not, I'll close the public hearing and we'll move on to items I and J under County Commissioners. Item I is to adopt, receive, and file the 2011-2012 Jefferson County budget. Item J is to consider and ratify the property tax increase, which is actually a revenue increase because our property tax rate of 36.5 cents per $100 valuation will not be raised. That's reflected in the adopted budget, and this item is required by House Bill 3195. Mr. Swain.
Thank you, Judge. The items you're fixing to consider should be
Would you like to consider another? Okay, and we'll add item G, which is to consider and approve order to adopt a tax rate at 36.5 cents per $100 valuation. The tax rate is 0.336439 for maintenance and operations, and 0.028561 cents per $100 valuation for debt service.
Judge, I would like to request that G be taken separately, please.
Okay, we will take G separately then.
Judge,
sir. Okay, well, let's do item I, adopt, receive, and file the 2011-2012 Jefferson County budget. Do I have a motion?
Now, before you go there, Judge, let me ask you a question. I have a concern with one of the items we're going to vote on in this budget, and just be frank, which is F. And I would hope that we discuss that before we get down to that, but since we won't, I will not vote for Fort Park's budget at $1.6 million. In light of all the things been said here, and in light of the history, past history, I cannot. So however we need to do that, I'm fine, but I want to make sure I let that be known right now.
Commissioner, the only problem I have is that if you get three votes for your, for your not voting for that, we will not have a budget for it on October 1st. If we don't have a budget for it on October 1st, we'll default as against our bondholders. Now, if you're suggesting that we should go into default on our bonds, then I would...
No, I'm suggesting, Judge, that we go back and look at how much money we're putting in that particular line item. Because of the past history, we had it 3 years ago, it was about $575,000. I'm suggesting that we look at that close and make sure that there's a plan and that the taxpayers know what we're going to get for $1.6 million.
Okay.
With that being said, you have that included as part of your total budget package transfer for two Ford Park. Ever come across these where you identify a special item? Budget we have now, you have a $109 million, your biggest increase, obviously, is your actual obligation. Everybody has to be you have $105 million budgeted for revenue, so you're looking at it fall down a $1 million out. Guarantee it, past history. We would actually, there are some provisions in the contract. Passed under Ford Parker. Didn't have to pay. Actually, certain clauses that leave. We come up with funding.
So in essence, it's a blanket check, a blank check.
Well, with the four-part budget, it's always based on what's your shortfall and revenues. For expenses are kind of offset and
insurance, maintenance.
That's what you're offsetting, that would reduce, you know, for events. Budget is now at the level roughly 1.5.
Make sure that everybody understands the bill.
No, we don't even have an agenda item right now.
We have urgent items to adopt the budget.
Okay, you want to go to item I then. Adopt, receive, and file the 2011-2012 Jefferson County budget. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Now we can have some discussion. Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Yes, Judge, I would like to oppose. And I would like to read a statement accordingly if this is the appropriate time.
Yes, sir, please.
I'd like to address the court, Jefferson County Judge, fellow commissioners, elected officials, staff in Jefferson County, taxpayers and residents. I have personally voted no with regards to adopting this 2011-2012 operating budget as presented. My reasons to you and the public for which I serve are as follows. I personally believe that all levels of government, from bottom to top, local to federal, have to tighten their belts and do more with less during these difficult economic times. With Jefferson County Commissioners Court, elected officials, department heads, and employees have all sacrificed these last 2 years, I believe we all could have done more this year to propose a budget that was flat in spending as compared to 2010-2011 budget. I personally committed to my constituents when elected that I would not vote for a tax increase, and I haven't. I personally committed to my constituents that I would not vote for an operating budget increase last year or this year, and I haven't. I am committed to continue to work with Jefferson County Commissioners Court, elected officials, department heads, employees alike in order to achieve a fair and equitable balance between government spending and the provisioning of efficient, affordable services to our residents and taxpayers. Thank you.
Appreciate your comments, Commissioner Arnold. I would note that year before last, we had a budget that was in excess of $121 million. Last year, we put in the extremely unfortunate position of making this court a lot of difficult decisions that resulted in a decrease in the budget down to a little over $107 million. We're at $109 million this year with numerous contractual increases and a cost of living that the Department of Labor and other entities have calculated to be in about 6%. Even with that being the case and with our employees not getting a cost of living increase, we've increased this budget about 1.84%. I am, for one, thankful to the department heads and elected officials, those of you who worked hard to keep your budgets low. Thank you for your cooperative spirit. Thank you for watching your budgets during the year. Thank you, from Sheriff, for agreeing to pay for some things out of drug forfeiture fund. It was a real team effort. We could not have made it but for the cooperation. So thank you. Okay, so that
real
would
quick,
bring
Judge,
that.
I want to echo what you just said. I said it a minute ago, and since being on this court for 2.5 years now, one thing I've found is that department head, elected officials, and everyone buy into hard times. And the hard times is bought into by the employees when bread and gas and tuition is going up. They buy into, okay, I'm just thankful to have a job. But we have to provide services to the citizens of Jefferson County. We as elected officials who are on Front Street, as I always say, sitting here making decisions for people, and sometimes those decisions are not popular. But one thing I can honestly, truly say is that I pray about everyone I make, and I make the right decision, and I sleep at night. But the heroes are really the department head and elected officials who could eat us up in the paper, could attack us personally, and to increase the budget 1.8 percent is unheard of with unfunded mandates that come down from the state level and the federal level. So I commend everyone sitting in this room, everyone that works for Jefferson County, my fellow court members here, and I mean, Carolyn was saying that sometimes it's hard, you like to read, but that is, I'm very sincere in saying that. Thank y'all.
Second.
Judge, just for the record, the increases in those property taxes pertaining to industrial and others, if there were any, that is a function of our Jefferson County Appraisal District Board and their staff, is that correct?
And Jefferson County had nothing to say about the money we had to pay back in the lawsuit. That was basically that independent board who made that decision. Am I right, Mr. Auditor?
Part of the settlement.
Okay. So, second. Aye.
A proclamation for National Falls Prevention Week, Awareness Week. Who do we have as a speaker on that item? Could you introduce yourself, please, ma'am?
I'm Erica English, the Outreach Coordinator for the Area Agency on Aging.
Great. Okay, the item, do I have a motion on that item E?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion on that item? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? That item passes unanimously. And I'll read this before I ask you to make a few comments, ma'am. It says, whereas healthy individuals and healthy communities are essential elements of any strong and vibrant society, our neighborhoods are enhanced by the older adults in Jefferson County who are the roots from which our community grows. And whereas falls are the leading cause of injury and death in older Americans, and up to 30% of community-dwelling adults fall each year, Whereas one-half to two-thirds of falls occur around the home during routine activities, and a large portion of falls are preventable. And whereas the fear of falling is associated with decreased satisfaction with life, increased frailty, depression, decreased mobility, and social activity. And whereas the Area Agency on Aging of Southeast Texas is helping to curb the problem by implementing an evidence-based program called A Matter of Balance. And whereas volunteer lay leaders are used as facilitators instead of healthcare professionals to address fall prevention on national level to conduct eight two-hour sessions designed for groups of 8 to 12. And whereas participants learn to view falls as controllable and set realistic goals for increasing activities. And whereas participants report increased confidence in walking, an increase in strength, an increase in the amount they exercise on a regular basis, and report fewer falls after taking A Matter of Balance classes. Now therefore be it resolved, the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas does hereby proclaim September 19th through 23rd, 2011, to be National Falls Prevention Awareness Week. And we urge every citizen, government agency, public and private institution, business and school in Jefferson County to commit to increasing awareness and understanding of falls prevention and the need for appropriate services for all people, but especially for older adults, on this 19th day of September 2011 by the members of the Commissioners Court.
Thank you. On behalf of the Area Agency on Aging of Southeast Texas, which is a division of the Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission, and specifically the Matter Balance Program, we would like to express our appreciation for the proclamation recognizing Falls Prevention Awareness Week 2011. The Matter Balance Program was designed to reduce the fear of falling and increase activity levels in adults, older adults, who have concerns about falls. Since being implemented in Southeast Texas in 2009, the program has acquired 3 master trainers, 9 active coaches, and 99 graduates of the program. So once again, thank you for your consideration and acknowledgement of Falls Prevention Awareness Week.
Thank you, ma'am. We'll have the proclamation signed, and it'll probably be ready in a few days. Thank you. All righty. Moving back up to the top of the agenda, item B is to consider and possibly authorize the execution of a third supplemental indenture and security agreement in connection with the Jefferson County Industrial Development Corporation Hurricane Ike Disaster Area Revenue Bond Series 2010. Item D is to consider and possibly approve adding the appointments of Commissioner Brent Weaver on the negotiation committee with the Jefferson County Deputy Constables Association. Item F is to consider approval of sending notice to SMG extending the term of the Ford Park management contract for an additional 5-year term under the same terms and conditions, except deleting section 3.2 in its entirety from the contract. Item K is to consider and approve sheriff and constable fees to be effective January 1st, 2012. And we've gotten the sheriff's and constable's input on those items. And item L is to consider and approve a resolution authorizing county grants and nutrition services for seniors for fiscal year 2011-2012. This resolution allows nutrition services for seniors to apply for matching grant funds from the state of Texas. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal. Seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Is there any discussion on those items?
I got a comment, and I think everybody here knows where I'm gonna go. It is dealing with the Ford Park 5-year extension. Judge, you know, when you put on the agenda, it was ironic, is 3.2 was being extracted from the contract. But when you go down one down, it talks about, and that's 4.1, it talks about SMG compensation. What some of us on this court use when Mr. Swain brought to us the CPI to potentially give our employees a raise, we wouldn't because of the way it was worded. If you read that area down there, it talks about indexing upwards the management company fee on the CPI. That's just one thing. But the other thing that I said earlier, the open tech, I can see us doing a 1-year. I've been here for 2 agreements, a renewal of 5 years. I can see us starting to do a 1-year agreement with this company, because when it get down to the bottom line, what have the citizens of Jefferson County got for the tax dollars we have put there? That's the ultimate question. So with that, I can tell you now on F, my vote is no.
Okay. Well, and I can understand why 1 year would be a preferable length of contract for, and it's normally the length of contract that I prefer on most county contracts. Unfortunately for SMG, whenever they go to make contracts with entertainers and so forth, they're often doing it two and three years in advance. If they attempt to make a contract with an entertainer to perform at the facility 2.5 years from now, on a 1 year contract, that contract would of necessity have to come to the commissioner's court for approval. Many of those contracts have specific provisions in them where the entertainer wants Jack Daniels and chocolate-covered strawberries in his dressing room, or it contains the terms of what they're going to be paid. And those contractors will, those entertainers will not enter into contracts if they know that those contracts are going to go before a public body and be subject to the Open Records Act. That is why virtually every public entertainment facility in the United States has a longer period contract of at least 5 years. Secondly, I understand the CPI argument. As I understand it, SMG, whenever they signed on with the county, made a $750,000 capital contribution to the county, which they've amortized at about $50,000 per year. That means that I think that their actual management fee that they're being paid a year is somewhere in the neighborhood of $45,000 to $48,000 a year they're making off this contract. So, but I understand what your concerns are, Commissioner. So, we did items B, D, K and L. I'll take those without the Ford Park SMG issue. All in favor of those items, not including item F, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Those items pass unanimously. On item F, to consider approval of sending notice to SMG, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Four yeas and one nay. And that concludes the items under County Commissioner's Court.
Judge, before we move into the auditor, I failed to mention one thing, and I think the court is most likely in agreement with me. I just want to take a special privilege to thank the auditor's office and his staff for the budget preparation and all of the extenuating circumstances that we faced this year. Y'all really did an outstanding job, and I appreciate all your hard work. Even though I didn't vote for the budget, I want you to know this is no reflection on the effort that y'all put into it, okay?
Thank you, Commissioner, and Mr. Court Judge. Thank y'all. You know, it is every year we get together, and I require a lot of y'all. I would be remiss without all for the island.
All right. Under County Auditor, item A is to consider and approve a budget transfer Road and Bridge Precinct 4 for repair of air conditioning unit in the amount of $8,000. Item B is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Justice of the Peace Precinct 7 for additional travel cost in the amount of $400 for schooling coming from postage. Item E is to consider and approve a budget transfer for JP Precinct 1 Place 2 for additional travel and schooling cost in the amount of $400. Item D is to consider and approve budget amendment for printing for additional payroll cost in the amount of $143. Item E is to consider and approve budget transfer for the 58th District Court for additional payroll costs for insurance in the amount of $1,031. Item F is to consider and approve budget transfer for County Court at Law Number 1 for additional payroll cost in the amount of $6. Item G is to consider and approve budget transfer for a courtmaster for additional payroll cost in the amount of $323. Item H is to consider and approve budget transfer for dispute resolution for additional training supply cost in the amount of $400. Item I is consider and approve budget transfer for management information systems for additional computer software in the amount of $1,900. And item J is regular county bills, check numbers 357860 through 358190. Do I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Those items passed unanimously. Under Engineering Department, item A is to execute, receive, and file a utility permit for West Jefferson County Municipal Water District for a potable water line to be constructed along Boondocks Road from Highway 73 area, including the Wilford, Cypress, and Bio Trace roads. That project is located in Precincts 2 and 3. Item B is to consider and possibly approve a replat of a subdivision of 20.407 acres out of the Sophia Dean and MF Lazarin surveys located in Commissioner Precinct Number 1 off of Highway 90. This replat properly divides 20.407 acres and includes an ingress and egress easement. Do I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Those items passed unanimously. And under Human Resources, consider and possibly approve, receive, and file an authorization to maintain Texas County and District Retirement System plan provisions for 2012 at 14.95%. Mr. Auditor. Okay, do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That item passes unanimously. And again, I want to thank the department heads and elected officials for your cooperative spirit this year and putting to bed this budget matter. And any other member of the court has anything that they would like to add? If not, we are adjourned. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.